Schenectady Mayor Gary McCarthy presented his budget proposal Monday night at City Hall. City Hall says a no-surprise package keeps spending on track without imposing sacrifices. McCarthy, a second-term Democrat, notes that under the $86.8 million spending plan, taxes will go down for the fourth consecutive year.
We're looking to hold cost and maintain the level of services, so the budget that I've submitted to the council tonight has a little over a 0.5% reduction in the tax rate. Some minor changes with staffing throughout the city, but again, we hold the level of services in place and are containing costs.
McCarthy attributed the city's partnership with Metroplex as key to reducing the tax rate.
We continue to have a focus on improving our neighborhoods. With the successful renaissance in downtown, that we've been able to shift resources into the neighborhoods. We look at continuing that focus, and really it's a results-oriented package that we're producing for this community. It's not only dealing with blight and the most significant distressed properties, but it's creating opportunities and investments.
McCarthy notes 136 properties sold this year under the city's homes program netted $1.5 million in revenue, with $1.6 million expected next year. The mayor stressed it's all about bringing properties back on the tax roll and improving neighborhoods.
There are 780 vacant buildings or structures in the city of Schenectady now. These are the properties that drive our police costs, our fire costs, code enforcement, and the overall resources of the city. It is an ongoing effort. It really requires a coordinated and focused approach, and it's something that we have been doing and I look to do in 2019 and go forward, be better able to deal with those properties that are vacant.
The budget, which cuts some police and fire department spending, fills a few vacant positions, and avoids layoffs, is under the tax cap. Public Wi-Fi, part of the Smart Cities initiative, is in expansion phase, and McCarthy says Wi-Fi is being used as a tool in meeting one of the biggest challenges the city faces, poverty.
We're looking, as part of our Smart City deployment, working with National Grid, a number of major companies, where Wi-Fi would be one of the communication protocols that we will put out in the city. And we want to work with the school district to help close some of those education gaps that come out of households of poverty. So it's something we're going to do over the next year, and we're excited about it.
McCarthy expects to see a slight increase in revenue from Rivers Casino, which has fallen short of original projections.
It's multi-millions of dollars that we did not have before, so we are happy to have the casino there. You know, there's 1,000 new jobs, major investment, and again, it's added to the overall fabric of this community to provide entertainment resources and just good economic development.
The City Council must review and adopt a final budget by November 1st. Vince Riggi is an independent on the City Council.
I'm not surprised. It's a tiny tax cut. I'm glad to see there's some positions are being filled in important departments, because that's where we need help. We have to be able to deliver services, you know, the way they should be. So I think it's a step in the right direction. But this is, we're in the baby steps of this process.
The Council's Finance Committee is conducting three public forums this week, in addition to traditional budget hearings on McCarthy's spending plan. Details, along with audio of the mayor's budget address, is posted at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.